the Old Testament prophets were proclaiming a message of God to the people, but they didn't pay any attention to them. And that's why God, I think, this is my humble opinion, why God thought, well, wait a minute, I sent you the prophets, they told you what you're supposed to do, and you still ignored me. So that's why I think he humbled himself and said, well, I'm going to become one like them, and I'm going to go to earth, and I'm going to bring the message to them directly. And that's what he did. But Amos was a prophet to Israel and the northern kingdom. This happened at a time when Israel was separated, where Judah and the northern kingdom, they had separated as a country. And he speaks out in very blunt and straightforward a style against those who exploit and ignore the poor and the needy, while the people would still think that theirs is a religious nation. Sometimes we think as the United States as being a religious nation, but sometimes when you look around and you wonder. I got a lot of good pastoral friends that I follow in out of California. Jack Hibbs was one of them. And whenever you watch him and you look at his congregation, they must have 5,000 people. And I'm wondering, how in the sand hill can California be so liberal and wacko with so many great churches out there? But they're not listening, that's all. So those who truly love and care about God do not ignore the poor. And they don't. They support justice and people that are selfish, and we kind of look for them. So God wants a heartfelt obedience in His attendance and meaningless rituals. So if you read the whole book of Amos, you'll see it's a very, very powerful, straightforward message.